Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. The East Abbotville Church of Christ will be assembling this evening at 7 for a period of Bible study. We urge you to come, bring only your Bibles, and visit with us. If you're completely incapable to attend, log on to eastabbotville.org, and there you can see and hear the services, as well as on the church's YouTube channel and the church's Facebook page. Keep these things in mind this evening at 7. In 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, beginning with verse 1, we read, "And I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual people, but as to carnal, as to babes in Christ. I fed you with milk and not with solid food. For until now you were not able to receive it, and even now you are still not able." Jesus made a statement in Matthew 15, verses 8 and 9, that these people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me, and in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. You know, there's always been a danger of a lack of spirituality and meaningful worship among Christians. Jesus warned his disciples of vain, and that word vain simply means purposeless, meaningless worship, just like we read in Matthew 15, verses 8 and 9. And what we read in 1 Corinthians 3 was Paul rebuking early Christians for their lack of spirituality. So there can be no doubt that Christians face today this same danger. And there's also a danger of trying to fill that void with the wrong things. In Colossians 2, we read in verse 23, "These things indeed have an appearance of wisdom in self-imposed religion, false humility, and neglect of the body, but are of no value against the indulgence of the flesh." So, this is possible that we, and it occurs when we try to fill that void with the wrong ways, if we do not understand what real spirituality is all about, if we don't understand the real nature of worshiping God, and if we become bored with the sameness and the repetitive nature of New Testament worship. What I want us to do in our time together is to contrast superficial spirituality and worship with scriptural spirituality and worship. First of all, let's look at the superficial spirituality and worship. You know, the Pharisees were great practitioners of this superficial spirituality and worship. Jesus rebuked them in Matthew 23 when he said in verse 5, "But all their works they do to be seen by men. They make their phylacteries broad and enlarge the borders of their garments. They love the best place at feast and the best seats in the synagogues." So they showed their superficial spirituality by their phylacteries and their enlarged borders of the clothes that they wore. Even when it comes to their praying on the corner of streets, Jesus makes this statement about them in Matthew 6, verses 5 and 6. He said, "But when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the street, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have the reward. But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father that sees in secret will reward you openly." Also, they showed their superficial spirituality with their fasting faces. Jesus makes mention of this in Matthew 6 and verse 16. "Moreover, when you fast, do not look like the hypocrites with the sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear to men to be fasting. Surely I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you do not appear to men to be fasting, but to your Father, who is in secret. And your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you openly. But you know, not only did the Pharisees have the market on superficial spirituality, but American Christians are great practitioners of superficial religion. You see bumper stickers, you see wearing T-shirts, placards, and the Ten Commandment plaques are good examples of this. All of this is supposed to convince people that we take the Bible and that religion seriously. It's a lot easier, seemingly, to rally people around a slogan or a visible symbol than to really change hearts. And seemingly, the more emotional a worshiper becomes, the more spiritually he is believed to be. But New Testament Christians are sometimes caught up in all of this frenzy. They too look for ways to appear more spiritual. They look for some outward display of piety to, as they would say, make their worship more meaningful. But now let's look at scriptural spirituality and scriptural worship. Scriptural spirituality is growing in grace and knowledge. That's what we read a moment ago in the beginning of our study in 1 Corinthians 3, verses 1 and 2. And then Peter said in 2 Peter 3 and verse 18, but grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Spiritual spirituality is displayed when we obey Christ. Doing works of obedience, as Jesus said in Matthew 5, verse 16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. See, the verse says, let your light shine, not shine your light. It's all about doing what God commands us to do. A godly life that we need to live, because we're living in the midst of a crooked generation. In Philippians 2, verse 15, that you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation among whom you shine as lights in the world. Our spirituality should speak for itself, without any extraordinary efforts to call attention to it. Spiritual worship, then, is made meaningful by understanding its meaning and its significance. First, we need to understand that worship is God-centered and not me-centered. It's what God wants, not what I want in worship. We see this was a problem even in with the Israelites. In Leviticus 10, we read in verses 1 and 2, Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, each took his censer and put fire in it, put incense on it, and offered profane fire before the Lord, which he had not commanded them. So fire went out from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. You see, Nadab and Abihu, rather than doing in accordance to what God said in the offering of incense, did according to what they wanted. Instead of using the fire that God appointed to be used, they used some other fire, some fire that maybe was more convenient for them, some fire that was maybe easier to in some way handle. But whatever the reason, whenever they departed from what God commanded them to do, their worship was no longer centering around God. It was centering around them. It's more concerned with being meaningful to God. That's what spiritual worship is, than being meaningful to me. It's only become meaningful to me when I surrender every thought to God. And that's what I must do. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. So you see, once our thoughts are surrendered to God, then scriptural worship no longer becomes meaningless to us. And next, we need to study the Bible to learn and to understand all that we can about worship. Prayer. Prayer is speaking to God. It's not to impress men. Again, Jesus in Matthew 6 said in verse 5, "And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogue and on the corners of the street, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. And you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly." Singing. Singing is unto God, and it's to teach one another. It's not entertainment. It has no entertainment value. In Ephesians 5, verses 18 and 19, "And do not be drunk with wine, which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord." Preaching. Preaching is the relaying of God's Word. It's not just some performance. It's not some presentation. In 2 Timothy 4 and verse 2, "Preach the Word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching." Giving is an expression of love and fellowship. It's not merely to raise money. 2 Corinthians 9 and verse 7, "So let each one give as he's purposed in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver." And the Lord's Supper, it's a simple memorial supper with thanksgiving. Matthew 26, verse 26, "As they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed it and broke it, and gave it to the disciples and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body.' Then he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, 'Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins.'" Friends, it's hard to improve on the simplicity of the way that the Lord did it. So you see, scriptural worship is not improved by this touchy-feely exercises, but it's by a mind that's centered on God. So let us all become more spiritual by improving our knowledge of God, improving in our obedience to God's Word. Let us spend more time bringing our thoughts into obedience to God. And if we'll do these things, worship will truly be spiritual and it will be meaningful. Friends, we see our time is gone. Thank you so much for listening. We hope that you will tune in tomorrow. Until then, we bid you a pleasant good day, and now we return you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 AM and Sunday at 8:30 AM. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 AM for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbotville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.